Army officials shut down the SM-1A back in 1972 after 10 years of operation and partially dismantled and mothballed the facility until they could figure out what to do with it. The Corps of Engineers now proposes to remove what's left of the old power plant in a draft environmental assessment released last week that it'll share with the public on Tuesday in Fairbanks and Thursday in Delta Junction.
We wanted to make sure that we were hosting the meetings in Fairbanks and in Delta in order to try to encourage more public participation.
Project manager Brenda Barber heads up a team from the Corps' Baltimore office that's been studying whether and how to dismantle and remove the remainder of the nuclear power plant. The draft environmental assessment examines the impacts of dismantling the facility, a complex project that would take years to complete.
We are targeting a mobilization to the site in the April of 2023 timeframe, with a target completion date of 2028.
The SM-1A was a field prototype of a medium-sized nuclear reactor the Army was developing during the Cold War for use at remote military installations. It generated 20 megawatts of thermal energy for steam heat and 1.8 megawatts of electricity. Some components were removed from the plant after it was shut down, as explained by Brian Hardy, the Corps of Engineers Deactivated Nuclear Power Plant Program Manager, in a 2018 interview.
All of the fuel in the reactor core was removed. Any of the highly activated control and absorber rods were also removed. All of the solid waste around the reactor was packaged up and shipped down to waste disposal facilities in the lower 48.
Hardy says some of the plant's primary system components, including the reactor and its pressure vessel and coolant pumps, were entombed inside the facility.
Those were either kept in place or they were cut off and laid down in the bottom of the tall vapor containment building there. And then they were grouted and concreted in place.
Hardy said those procedures reduced the amount of radiation emitted by those components to a level that's considered safe. And he says the site's been continuously monitored ever since. Those safeguards protect the workers at the heat and power plant that now runs on diesel-fired boilers. Barber says before the radioactive components can be removed from the site, the contractor that'll eventually be hired for the project must disconnect the steam heat system from the SM-1A.
This is a very large and unique project, and so we really do want that participation. We want comments from the public.
Barber says people may attend next week's meeting in person at the Westmark Hotel in Fairbanks or Delta Junction Community Center, or they can find out how to participate online by going to Fort Greeley's Facebook page. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.